Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 989. We're learning today Le'ilo Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zizel. Le'ilo Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Refuah Shalayma Yitzchak Ben Miril. Okay, I'd like to talk a little bit, maybe in the next few shiurim, in reference to various different type of cameras, sensors, in general, the general concept of it, what it's all about. Is there a problem, how it works? We spoke about the baby monitors, but that was a little bit different. These type of sensors, sometimes, for example, somebody goes to a hotel, and in the bathroom, there's certain sensors. Sometimes there's door sensors in various different places, whereby, you know, somebody comes close to the door and it opens up the door. Sometimes somebody walks in the street, and there's cameras, and there's possibly a light could go on, and these various different type of things. So you have various different situations whereby these sensors pick up the, you know, either sometimes a voice, sometimes the person, the movement, a light, or whatever the case is, and how do we work with it on Shabbos? Now, of course, again, we are trying to get, you know, talk through the general, get to the general concept, go through the general concept of it, and in certain situations, sometimes a person has to ask and, you know, find out the details, number one, and obviously a person has to know, for example, if somebody has in their house certain things, they have to know what's happening, what's taking place, what type of sensor, you know, what part of the sensor is taking place, like the screen or the outside or just picking up light. So that's a whole separate story. But right now I just want to talk about the various situations, how we could work with them. So the easiest one, from most of them anyways, is whereby somebody walks in the street, right? I'm walking in the street, I'm walking home from shul, I'm walking to shul, and it's dark or whatever the case is, and possibly, or even if it's light, whatever the case is, and let's say there's, I know if I pass by a certain house, they have cameras, right? Possibly, maybe if they're goyim or even not goyim, whatever the case is, but they have, I know that they have cameras and they will pick up, as I walk by, I will be now on a screen, right? I know that at the end of this block, if I walk down my block, this house has a screen and it's going to pick me up and I'll be shown on the screen or on the TV or the camera, whatever it is, something along those lines. Okay, so the question is, am I allowed to walk past that house? Am I allowed, do I have to, like, you know, go around the corner, go a different way, start changing blocks and find a different route to shul or find a different route, you know, home from shul? How do we work these various different type of things? So, in general, the halacha is the easiest of them all. Somebody just flat out walking the street, they have, obviously they have no intention at all, to be put onto a screen or to go onto a screen whereby they're passing by a house that picks up, you know, their movements or whatever the case is. So you're dealing with the whole thing is a einem eschaven. And the whole thing is lemaisa is what we call loy nichalei. I mean, the person really couldn't care less. Not just they couldn't care less. Most people are not interested at all at being on a screen in somebody else's house, right? So it's definitely a psikresha. If they walk by, assuming they walk by, it's a psikresha, the loy nichalei, the loy ichbeslei, whatever. Be it as it may, the bottom line is when the dust settles, those inyanim in general are not a problem. So a person does not have to worry about, whereby if I walk down the block, I know I'm walking down my block, there's three houses that have, they'll pick me up on the TV, on the sensors, on the screens, so I have to start, you know, maneuvering, go in the street and go here, go there. One does not have to worry, they could just simply walk down the block, that is not a issue. And obviously, it goes without saying, a person does not have to find out, you know, well, on these blocks that I'll be walking to shul, let me find out which houses have screens, which houses don't have screens, which houses have sensors, which houses don't have sensors. Obviously, that's not something that a person has to find out. You could, you know, gesundheit, go to shul, come home from shul, and not have to worry about those issues. Okay, so now we're talking about basically somebody's walking in the street, they're walking to shul, and especially in the case of a mitzvah, they're going to shul, coming home from shul. In general, a lot of the walking that people do on Shabbos and Bechlal is b'maka mitzvah anyways. But so just real quickly to read from the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos from where they bring down Rav Berkowitz. Rav Berkowitz wrote in conjunction with some of the Psak Halacha from Rabelsky, that lemaisa, if somebody has a security camera, I mean, unless, depending on the area, depending on the place, whatever, they should find out, they should talk to their Rav, their Paisik, and find out if it's something that they really need. If it's something whereby it's just, you know, it's not really something that they need, then one who has these security cameras, where possible, should shut it off before Shabbos. Now, again, I don't want to, it's not a general klal. Everybody should consult with their Rav, because sometimes it's a little bit more of a dangerous area, number one. Number two, sometimes, I know myself, somebody, I have a cousin of mine, they live by themselves, right? So that's also dangerous. I mean, depending on the case, depending on the situation, everybody should try and find out. But if there's no pressing need, one should try and turn it off. However, he does bring down, however, one may walk in front of such a camera on Shabbos, you know, if they're just walking down the block and so on. Not, of course, bedafka to walk in such a place, but I'm walking down the block. Do I have to start walking, you know, around there, who knows where? So you're just walking. Agavurchi, you're just walking, and something might have picked up. A person has totally no intention of, you know, being put on the screen or having the sensor go off or whatever the case is. Now, it's a little bit, this firm do bring down, it's a little bit stricter when it comes to lights. Like, if they know, a person knows, I know if I'm walking by this house, automatically the lights are going off for sure. And that's it. I could cross the street, I could go a different way, whatever the case is. And I know, bedafka, that I pass by this place, you know, there's for sure a light going on. So he brings down again the Sefer Hilchot Shabbos in conjunction with the other firm also, that many people place motion detectors outside their homes to detect unwanted people on their property. Now, it doesn't make a difference. Jewish, not Jewish, that's not the issue right now. But the question is, again, we're talking right now about the person just stum walking the street. So he says these detectors cause a light to go on. Obviously, many times the sensor, you know, clicks on a light. So if one walks by such a home on Shabbos, he brings out, if one walks by such a home on Shabbos and sees that the light went on, so the person should make sure to next time, well, then they should take a walk a different route, walk across the street, for example, or whatever the case is, but not if they know that, bedafka, this, I walk by this house and the light goes on every time. So then one has to be careful, Taka. One should be careful to walk, you know, a little bit around, or, you know, bedafka have to go around the block. There's just push it walking across the street. It doesn't really take much. It's mamash, you walk right in front of it, the light goes on. But you walk across the street, you know, then you won't have it go on. If a person knows, bedafka, there's such a house like that with these type of lights. When it comes to lights, if one walks past a motion detector, it brings down further. If one walks past a motion detector that goes on when one passes and stays on until one leaves, right? Let's say I pass by a certain place, right? And then when I'm passing by this place, whatever the case is, there's a motion detector and it goes on and it doesn't go off till I actually leave that place. So do I have to stay there like the whole Shabbos until, you know, because if I leave, it can go off, right? I know that I walked by, I didn't realize, I didn't chop that it has such a motion detector that went on, but I know it's going to go off only when I leave. So maybe I have to stay there the whole Shabbos. So he says, no, that's not a problem. He says, if one walks past a motion detector that goes on, and when one passes and stays, until they pass, it only goes off when one leaves. He says that one can leave the spot. You would be allowed to leave the spot. He brings down an interesting story that, this once happened to, Rav Belsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that, he went past this place and the motion detector went on or whatever, and Rabelski knew that it would go off. So he says that Rabelski stayed in the place and Itaka went off before Itaka left. So, but be it as it may, one could still leave the spot. You don't have to stay there the whole Shabbos. It is preferable, like we said, it's preferable for one who has security cameras, like we said, if where possible, to shut it off. However, one may walk in front of such a camera on Shabbos. You know, again, like we said in the beginning, one does not have to bedafka, you know, start checking every house. This house has a camera. This house doesn't have a camera. When it comes to light, it's a little bit stricter. If somebody knows, like we said, one should be careful next time not to pass by that house. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch Kol Tov.